Welcome to the youth message for the Bethel United Methodist Church, where we love youth, we love old people, we love all people, but especially we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be your children. I want to kind of expand upon a little bit about a story that's in the Bible, where Jesus was talking to a man who planted a fig tree. Well, think about orange tree, because of where we live. Think about and say, well, okay, maybe the guy planted a orange tree. Well, he asked another man who worked for him to take care of the tree, and while he came back to pick some of the fruit that had grown on the tree, he was surprised to find the tree had no oranges. Well, the owner was disappointed, and he told the worker, cut it down, get rid of this tree. It doesn't produce any fruit. But the worker asked him to give the tree one more chance. So the owner told him that he would give him some more time and that he would take and put fertilizer on it. And then if it didn't grow in 1 year, yeah, we can cut it down. Well, fertilizer, as you well know, helps plants to grow strong so that they produce fruit and flowers and like they're supposed to. So if you want a strong plant, one that grows and grows and grows, you must fertilize it. Fertilizer is very important to plants and trees. But Jesus told this story so that we could learn something very important about ourselves. Sin makes us weak. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. We know that. It don't matter how old you are, you sin. One sin is a sin, and other sins are just sins. So sin makes us very weak, and it keeps us from living the way God wants us to live. So when we're weak, we cannot even do things that we want to do, can we? So there's one way to make things better so that we can get over our weakness. We must tell God how sorry we are for our sin. That's called a great big word. It says repentance. And all that simply means is turn and go in another direction. Ask God to forgive our sins and get us back on the right track. Tell God how sorry we are for our sins. This thing of repentance is good for us. It's like fertilizer is for the trees or the plants. So tell God that you're sorry. Don't be afraid of God and say, oh, I don't know if I can tell God I'm sorry. Yeah, you can. And he will forgive you because he wants you to get rid of your sin. So when you do not have sin, you know, we're just, boom, we'll grow and everybody's bubbly and happy and all that stuff and we pretty good. And then if we make a mistake again, call it a sin, then we can ask God again to fertilize us, give us a little help. And this comes through the Holy Spirit. So the next time you see someone feeling bad, tell them they need a little fertilizer from God and say, pray. And then if you see somebody, you know, working out in the garden or anything like that, and they're working on a tree or a plant that doesn't look so good, tell them, hey, get some fertilizer. It'll help you grow. The same with God. And I hope that we'll all remember sometimes how telling God that we're sorry, because we all need to do it no matter what age that we're at. And when we do that, God will be faithful to fertilize us, so to speak, with his Holy Spirit. And he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. You are forgiven. Go and plant more trees. I love that. Well, I hope and pray you're doing good, and we'd like to see you in church in person sometime soon. But thanks for tuning in. God loves you, and so do we.